The national sport of Canada is making a big comeback to Cambridge. That's lacrosse, not hockey. Lacrosse is starting to grow in Cambridge with the inaugural season of a junior B team and free play days. The sport is shaping up to have a big year back after the pandemic. Cambridge Minor Lacrosse Association, CMLA, is looking to add some more players to its roster with events like free play days and workshops designed to get new players on the field. These are really meant to get players who have never picked up a stick to get out there and give it a try, said Brady Campbell, general manager for CMLA. On February 12 at Queen's Mount Arena in Kitchener, the lacrosse organization is asking everyone who thought about lacing up to come out and have some fun. This is a great conditioning sport, said Campbell. It's kind of a mix between hockey and basketball. Lacrosse is an alternative for parents or athletes who cannot play hockey all year round, added Campbell. He also noted that many NHL greats like John Tavares, Wayne Gretzky and Adam Oates all played the sport at high levels. For the free play days, all equipment is included for the session. Since there won't be any contact, only gloves and sticks are required. Having not been able to run these programs the last few years because of COVID, we can't wait to get out there and see some new faces, Campbell said. CML is currently running a 14-week program that allows players to learn the sport and more seasoned athletes a chance to get their legs under them before tryouts this spring. They have had a total of 30 new players join their ranks with hopes of continuing on with the sport after the program. We are also excited to be launching the inaugural season of our Highlanders Junior B team, added Campbell. It will be a whole extra level of entertainment for the city and a new avenue for athletes. The season starts on April 22, when the Highlanders take on the Point Edward Pacers. Cambridge will have to wait until May 14, to see their team in action when they face off against St. Catharines Athletics at Galt Arena Gardens. All of these programs, the try-it days and camps have been doing really well, but even if we get one or two new players, I consider that a win, said Campbell.